Now more of America Weekend. America
Weekend. Next question in the Redneck Test. What is Scrapple, Robert?
Scrapple? Is that game you play? It got all them alphabets in it.
No, no, no.
Hi. Tribute to a couple of different characters. Richie, why is it so loud in my ear? No.
Because we're blasting it, Dougie.
Richie, what?
That's romantic.
Check you for ticks.
That's it, there you go. Woo.
Okay, Brad Paisley in the musical spotlight. Apparently, Jenny's going to host what's been dubbed the Wild West Comedy Showcase.
Perfect.
It's going back to Nashville about 3 weeks from now, as a matter of fact. I didn't realize that he was in the comedy. Comedy Central, South Park.
He's singing. Not only what you probably don't know about Brad Paisley, and hate to say it, ready to trip over this name. My friend. Brad Paisley is. I've met him quite a few times.
Really?
Not a Facebook friend. No, like a real life friend, like in person.
Oh, really?
Friend.
How do you know him?
That's cool.
Through another name I'm going to drop right now, William Shatner.
Oh, nice.
No way. You know Shatner?
Yes. Yeah.
I love Shatner.
Did you hear the story about Shatner and the radio host yesterday?
Yes.
Night?
Yeah, I did see that, Richie. Yeah, tell the story.
He said a captain always keeps his word. This radio host in Wisconsin, I think, wanted Shatner to follow him on Twitter.
Oh, his Twitter, yeah.
So Shatner said, okay, no problem. He followed him, and he sent him a tweet, and he goes, there it is. I followed you, then I unfollowed you. A captain always keeps his promise.
Yeah, Shatner is so good on social media. As for someone in his demographic, he really is up on the trends. But really good guy, and he and Brad Paisley know each other because he appeared in Brad Paisley's celebrity video, which was directed by Peter Tilden, who's another radio show host in Los Angeles, who also directs music videos and does a lot for Brad Paisley. So he put the two of them together. And Brad is, what I was getting at before all of that train of thought, is that he is an animator. He, in his concerts, will do a lot of animation. So he's not only a funny guy who can do stand-up comedy, but he also is really like an animation geek. So
kind
that explains
goofy.
His
he's
relationship
goofy,
to South Park. No,
kind of
not goofy,
goofy
at all.
A goofball.
You know, super cute, doesn't drink an ounce, and really good husband to his wife, Kimberly Williams, who was in Father of the Bride. He's an all-around good guy. I can't say enough. And funny, and that's why he's going to be great hosting this event, because he's hosted the CMA Awards for a long time with Carrie Underwood, maybe 5 or 6 years.
They're
and
a
he
good
always
pair
has
together.
Like the stupidest jokes, but they're so cute. They're funny.
So this Wild West Comedy Showcase was started by Vince Vaughn. I find that interesting. He a country.
How is he relevant?
So I'm wondering that myself. Kathy Griffin is involved in this. Chris Tucker. It sounds like it's a combination. It sounds like it's becoming like the Jazz Fest. It's not just about jazz anymore. This doesn't look like it's just about.
It's gotten
comedy.
A lot bigger over the years. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Next in the musical focus is Michael Jackson. Are we ever going to get enough or know enough about Michael Jackson? He was worth... This is hard. I look at this thing. What his family now... his estate's valuation is somewhere between $1 and $2 billion. That's what it's worth now.
Sadly, he was worth so much more in death than he was in life.
Yeah, they all are. Goodness. Look at Elvis.
Yeah, right.
Elvis was worth $5 million bucks when he died. Now he's worth...
The family's probably it's at least 500 million, Richie.
You know why? We were walking through the mall the other day, and my daughter hears a Michael Jackson song. She's like, "Dad, that's Michael Jackson." She's 9. She was 3 when he died.
Yeah.
But they all know him immediately.
The story here is the IRS is trying to get a hold of some of the dough.
Of course they are.
28 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How do you stay invigorated? RELAX. It's an acronym for the winner's weekend. R is for read. Relive a moment in history or expand your mind through great fiction.
E is for experience. Be awed by nature's majesty. Stir your soul with some awesome art or music.
L is for love. Love grows when you give it away, so show some love to the key people in your life.
A is for activity. Go do something you loved when you were a kid. Tap into your childlike nature to expand your creativity and exercise your body.
X is for exorcise. Yes, I know we cheated a little here. Free yourself from things that hold you back, like anger, grudges, regrets, and limiting beliefs.
Relax for your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Name and town.
My name's Ronnie. Indian Land, South Carolina. Join the sights. There's bikes everywhere.
Shapely and bikinis.
Leesburg Bike Fest.
Thank you for saying that. Yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. South Carolina bikers.
We normally go to Daytona, change Daytona for Leesburg. It looks pretty great. It's great that they shut the whole town down here just for bikes, you know. It has to be a biker town.
We're burnt out on Myrtle Beach. A few years ago when they shut the bikers out, forced all those noise ordinances and everything, and I haven't been back to Myrtle Beach since.
Nice ride down from South Carolina and
500 miles and our old heinies still make the trip.
American Biker Minute.
We don't own trailer queens.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.